Pastor's devotional this morning was very apropos. It could be in any one of the lessons here on the study of the Cain, but especially so on this one here. So turn to Proverbs 21, and we're going to read verse 1. Proverbs 21 and verse 1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Every king, every president, every magistrate, all these people that are in authority, they are in God's hands, and he turns them as a river. He guides them. Now, that doesn't mean that they're godly people. We've seen that throughout the study. So we know that that's not the case. But God uses people. And we are his creation. And he has the right to use us. Anyway, turn to 2 Kings chapter 14. We studied about Amaziah last week. And that was in 2 Chronicles. We're going to read just a tiny little bit about him this week in 2 Kings chapter 14. In 2 Kings chapter 14, beginning with verse 13, and Jehoash, king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Jehoash, the son of Ahaziah, at Beth-Shemesh, and came to Jerusalem, and brake down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim unto the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver and all the vessels that were found in the house of the Lord, and in the treasures of the king's house, and hostages, and returned to Samaria. We already read this, as it was in 2 Chronicles, and this is just to lead in to today's lesson. Now, Amaziah started off being a good king. We see this several times in Judah, not so much in Israel. In Israel, most of the kings were just evil all the way through. But Amaziah started off being good, and then he went off the deep end. He went into idolatry. Anyway, at verse 15, now the rest of the acts of Jehoash, which he did, and his might, and how he fought with Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written on in the book of Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Jehoash slept with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel, and Jeroboam his son reigned in his stead. Now we're not going to study about Jeroboam. Now, you notice Jeroboam, the name. Now, we're not going to get to it today, I don't think. Almost assuredly, we're not going to get to it today. I want you to notice the name, Jeroboam. Jeroboam was the name of the first king of the kingdom of Israel after they separated. So, now we have a new Jeroboam. There's going to be some things come up that If you had to sit down and write them out, you know, like a story, you wouldn't think that this could happen. But as we read in Proverbs 21 verse 1, God's in control. God's in control. The king is in his hand. And if a king is in his hand, surely his subjects are. Anyway, verse 17, and Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, 15 years. So he lived 15 years longer after Joash, or Jehoash, as whichever word you read it, they're the same name. Anyway, he lived 15 years more after that. And the rest of the acts of Amaziah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? So, yeah, a lot of the stuff is. Now, we're going to start studying now about in verse. No, wait a minute. I want to finish getting rid of Amaziah first here. Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, 15 years. And the rest of the acts of Amaziah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Now they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish, where he sent after him to Lachish, and they slew him there. Now, in Second Chronicles, where it talks about this, it was after he left God, after he departed from serving God. And I got that written down here someplace, but I'm having trouble. The light shining in my eyes, and I'm having trouble reading this morning for some reason or another. But I'm going to try to do as best I can. Anyway, so anyway, they slew him there, and they brought him on horses, and he was buried at Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. At least they gave him king's burial. Now, if you remember back when Jehoash or Joash took Amaziah and took him back to Jerusalem, and he did a bunch of damage and stuff there, and the people there, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go back to verse 23. And Jeroboam's reign and death. And in the 15 years of Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, began to reign in Samaria, and reigned 41 years. So, we got Jeroboam the second. We had Jeroboam first, was the first king of Israel, after the kingdom of Israel, after they separated. In verse 24, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. So, he is just like the first king. Now we know that he sinned in that they followed after the calves, the worship of the golden calves, and it says here he made Israel to sin. And we talked about that before, about how we need to watch and be careful who we put as someone to look up to. Now, we need to look up to the Lord, and there are men and women on this earth that we can look up to in limited amounts. You can't totally put your faith in man, because man will let you down in some way, shape, or form, somehow, some way. Now, he says here that Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. Verse 25, and restored the coast of Israel from the entering of the Hamath unto the sea of the plain, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he spoke by the hand of his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet, which was of Gath-Hepher. Now, this is that Jonah. This is the guy that was swallowed by a great fish. And this is going to be a very disjointed lesson. Hopefully I can straighten it up next week. But anyway, Jonah told him that this is what was going to happen. Anyway, he restored the coast of Israel, or the border of Israel, from the entering of Hamath unto the sea of the plain. In other words, from Syria down to the Dead Sea, or along those, in that general area, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake to the hand, by the hand of his servant Jonah. Now, we don't always hear the word of the Lord, directly. Sometimes it comes through somebody else. Now, I thought I had this studied out real good last night, and I told Connie last night, I said, this is going to be a good lesson. This is going to be a good lesson. It really, got a lot in it, and, I'm messing it up something awful, but, anyway, like I said, hopefully I can straighten it out next Sunday, but it was such a joy to me to study this. And anyway, why did the Lord use him? I mean, you know, it says he was just like the other one, Jeroboam 2, just like him, you know, second verse, just like the first, you know. What are we going to do? Verse 26, well, the Lord saw the affliction of Israel, that it was very bitter. For there was not any shut up, nor any left, nor any helper for Israel. So, he saw the affliction of Israel. Now, some people might say, so what? I mean, they had, if you look at the kings that they had from the beginning till now, they were practically all evil, and they all were at one time. So, why would the Lord have any kind of a feeling for them? Anyway, he saw their affliction, and that it was very bitter. But there was not any shut up. There was nobody to come out and help them. There was nobody left. All their men of battle, all men of war, were gone, nor any helper for Israel. They didn't have any body that they could get to go with them. No treaties or anything where people could go with them. In verse 27, and the Lord said not that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven. Okay, he didn't say that he was going to blot out Israel, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Joash. So, God uses sinful man. Just like Proverbs 21 verse 1. And when I read that this morning, I said, wow, that fits right in. I had a wonderful study that night. And then this morning I read that. I said, I gotta read that for the lesson. Anyway, God uses sinful man. God can use anyone he wants to. He has the authority. He has the power. He has the right. Now, verse 28, and the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, and all that he did in his might, how he warred and how he recovered Damascus, Now, Damascus is in Syria. Now, I didn't know exactly how to take this. There was a, anyway, he recovered Damascus and Hamath, which belonged, to Judah, were Israel. Are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? All of his deeds were written down somewhere. Apparently, he was famous. But I want you to notice there's not a whole lot in the Bible about him, other than the fact that the Lord used him. Now, we don't need to be, we need to want to be used of the Lord. I pray that quite often, that the Lord would use us, would use our church to his honor and glory. But, we need not ask for him to use us for our glory. Our glory don't count. In verse 29, and Jeroboam slept with his fathers, even with the kings of Israel, and Zechariah, his son, reigned in his stead. Now, this is not Zechariah, the one that you're thinking of. This is a different one, not the Zechariah that was killed earlier, not the Zechariah that's going to be coming in, I think, about 300 years. I'm not sure of the exact number, but this is a different Zechariah. And he is the son of Jeroboam. Now, in 2 Chronicles 25, I'm going the wrong way. Second Chronicles 25 and verse 25. And Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, 15 years. Again, I want you to remember that. Now, the rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, behold, are they not written in the books of the kings of Judah and Israel? Again, somebody wrote them down. Not a whole lot in the Bible. God used Amaziah too. If you remember some of the things he did before he took up the gods of Edom. Now, verse 27. Now, after the time that Amaziah did turn away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem. And one of the questions that came to my mind was, who are they? Who are they? And I checked up with Brother Gill. I check with him a lot on things. But Gill says that maybe it was just the people of Jerusalem. You know, did a lot of things happened there because of what he did. Or he also said maybe it was the people whose sons were carried away by Israel when he came up against them. And they were taken away. Or maybe it was the people that are angry that he brought back the idols of Edom and set them up in the high places. Maybe it was the breaking down of the walls of Jerusalem or plundering treasure from the house of the Lord in the king's house. We don't know. All we know it was they. They made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem. And he fled to Lachish. But they sent to Lachish after him and slew him there. Now, you remember, This took a long time, and I wanted to get this point across. God works things out in his own time, Now, you would think that this would have happened right away, but no. This happened, after he went against the Lord, they started making this plot that they were going to kill him. And this happened after Joash defeated him in battle and did all these things. And that, so Joash was still alive. And we know from what we read earlier that Amaziah lived 15 years after Joash died. So this happened over a long period of time. So there's a great period of time there where we don't have any information about what was going on. And I think that probably what's going on, I'm going to go against Brother Gill again. I do this from time to time. I think he was so bad. He went so far off that he just kept getting worse and worse. I think the plot initially was there, but it just kept getting worse and worse. You know, you try to think of ways to make things better. And it finally got to the point, I believe, it got to the point where they couldn't wait. They couldn't say, well, you know, the Lord's going to take him out. And I've thought this about people before, you know, if they don't change their ways, if they don't repent and turn back to the Lord, he could very well take their life. But anyway, he fled. He went, tried to hide from him. And you can't hide from the Lord. I think the Lord was in there. I think he did more evil as he went along. And the people of Jerusalem, the people of Judah, couldn't take it anymore. And they sent and they killed him. Howsomever, verse 28, and they brought him upon horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah. Now this is Jerusalem, also called the city of David. So they brought him back, either in a chariot or a wagon. Anyway, it was a stately thing. They didn't have him thrown over the saddle or something like that. But they brought him back and they buried him with his fathers. He was buried with the kings. Not in some kind of a pauper's grave or something like that. He would be remembered, and he is remembered here. Just a lot of the things that he did are not talked about. Now, verse 26, then all the people of Judah, chapter 26, verse 1 of 2 Chronicles. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. So next week, I'm going to try to patch up this week's lesson, and maybe we'll get started a little bit on Uzziah, or I can't think of his name now. The king of Israel, the new king of Israel. Anyway, kind of feel sorry for me because, I mean, I really did. I really enjoyed the study on this last night, and I had I don't know what's wrong with me today, but anyway, stay tuned. Pastor's going to have a great lesson, and it's not going to be like this.